That's a greatness I can certainly subscribe to. Very very interesting stuff, and it's so important for us to understand each other and to think about what greatness could be. You know, we don't have to make America great again. We can make America great in the future, for the future, for, you know, and learn from our history. I know that's a radical concept, to learn from our history, but what do I know? And thank you, Michael Kazin. The article is "To Two Faces of American Greatness in the New Republic." He also writes for The Nation, a whole bunch of good magazines, written a whole bunch of really good books, I must say. Thank you so much for being with us today. It was, dare I say, great.
All the pleasure, Bert. Thank you.
Thank you. This monologue is by Jeff Daniels from the movie The Newsroom.
There is absolutely no evidence to support the statement that we're the greatest country in the world. We lead the world in only three categories: number of incarcerated citizens per capita, number of adults who believe angels are real, and defense spending, where we spend more than the next 26 countries combined, 25 of whom are allies. We fought for moral reasons. We passed laws, struck down laws for moral reasons. We waged wars on poverty, not poor people. We sacrificed, we cared about our neighbors, we put our money where our mouths were, and we never beat our chest. We built great big things, made ungodly technological advances, explored the universe, cured diseases, and we cultivated the world's greatest artists and the world's greatest economy. We aspired to intelligence. We didn't belittle it. It didn't make us feel inferior. We didn't identify ourselves by who we voted for in the last election, and we didn't scare so easy.
If you enjoyed that discussion, subscribe. It's all free. It's on Apple, Spotify, Substack, Progressive Radio Network, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, and of course, the website, keepingdemocracyalive.com. Thanks very much.
Radio's greatest application is in broadcasting mass entertainment. Probably one of the best ways to get started is to make it a hobby and build an amateur station. It will show you more quickly than anything else whether or not you can succeed in radio.
KBOO, Portland.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available at our website at kboo.fm. The Executive Committee meets on the second Thursday of the month at 6 p.m. This month's meeting will be held at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland and online through our public video conference. A public link and phone number to attend the meeting virtually can be found on our website at kboo.fm. Please visit our website to verify if a meeting is being held.
Welcome to Sprouts, Radio from the Grassroots, a weekly program that showcases radio production by independent community media. We bring local stories to a global audience, produced at a different location every week. I'm Joseph Orozco of KIDE Hoopa and the Pacifica Network Association of Affiliates. Today on Sprouts, we hear voices from the GRC 2025.
Okay, we're here at the Grassroots Radio Conference 2025 in Spokane, Washington, in the library. It's a really beautiful setup here.
Can I interview with you guys?
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, right. That's really cool. So I'm Joseph Orozco. I'm with the Association of Affiliates. I'm just wondering what you experienced so far.
My name is Coy Glass, and I'm with 107.7 out of Pensacola, Florida. WPNX is the call sign we've applied for just today. Just right now in the process of putting up our antenna. So we're a brand new LPFM. We came here to make connections and to get resources and to kind of plug in. We've been having a great time. There's a wealth of information. There's so much information, actually. It's hard to take it all in, but it's been really awesome just to meet everybody and know that there's a bigger family outside of just our small group and our small town that's trying to do something that you know, we really, I feel like, feel supported, you know, by everyone here. Everyone that we've talked to has been so supportive and so helpful. Really can't say enough good things about the community here. Like, it's incredible. And we'll be back, absolutely. And bringing more people, hopefully, as we grow our little station, you know, in Pensacola.
Do you have other stations in Pensacola that are doing similar work?
We have no stations in Pensacola that are doing similar work. We have a like an NPR affiliate, WWF, and they're associated with the college, and they kind of run the national public radio format. But we don't have any community radio. Our community is very local oriented. You know, everyone likes things that they can get within the community. So I think it's going to be a big hit and sorely needed, you know, as a way to communicate.
Are you Pacifica members yet?
Not yet, but we're absolutely going to be. And because we're so small, we're just three or four people right now. We're going to use Pacifica to basically fill the airwaves until we can get community involvement and start to put on local shows. So we'll lean on Pacifica very, very hard in the near future.
All right. Well, thank you for being here, and I wish you best of luck. And you are?
I'm Ariel Glass, and I'm part of the same station, 107.7 in Pensacola, Florida. And we just applied for WPNX call sign, so I hope we get that. And yeah, we're just excited to be bringing a radio station that's focused on the community, because there is a big, like, arts community and music scene and a kind of a counterculture community in Pensacola that gets drowned out because we're in like a traditionally conservative part of the country. So it's nice to bring a voice to people, and there's no like independent radio station, so we're just in the beginning, but we're hoping it'll be successful, or at least help people feel heard.
So what's your role?
I am part of the board of directors, and I'm one of four people on it, and I'm kind of like the secretary for the group. I take the minutes at the meetings and help us track action items, and we keep the files and stuff like that.
So as a board member, how do you understand the value of what it is that you're trying to do?
I guess I understand the value of it because I listen to a lot of independent radio myself, even like before I got involved in this. Like, WFMU is one of my favorites. Even KUTX out of Austin. So I know how radio can like kind of help people learn about different parts of the country, and I think kind of bring us together. So that's why I know it's important to do.
Okay, well, thank you very much. So who are you and what station or affiliation are you?
My name is Jim Tate. I'm the volunteer coordinator here at KYRS in Spokane. And I also have a two-hour music show each week.
How long have you been doing this?
6 years here at KYRS. Before, you know, years ago, I did college radio. But this is my getting back to radio.
Is this your first grassroots radio conference?
Yes, it is.
How's it going for you?
Well, I feel it's going pretty well. So I'm one of the main people that helped put it on. So I've been here during the whole conference, and it's really, really great to get all these people together from around the country. So helping make things happen around here. So
what have you been picking up here at this conference that's going to help you?
Well, I've got some good ideas on how to help promote the station, how to work on fundraising, some ideas for trying to get our station on the digital platforms and things like that. So I'm going to try and work on some of that stuff. Get our station on Alexa.
Oh, that would be nice. Yeah. And then just say Alexa, KYRS.
You know, we had that capability, and then we worked through Pacifica to get our archives set up. So now we have archives, but the Alexa thing went away. So I got to reconnect that somehow.
Oh, I like that whole concept. What else do you see in the future?
Just trying to build our listenership, build our membership here, and get a few more programmers. We have about 36 programmers, the local programs here, and then all the syndicated programs as well.
Have you always been located here in the library?
No, we've been here about 3 years. So they just remodeled our library, and fortunately, one of the people that works here helped bring us into the library, a local musician that's helped us. He's on our board also. And we were across town in an older building. It's really worked out well. We have this beautiful stage right here outside of our studios. We do a lot of live concerts to raise money for the station.
So actually, this stage is probably used by the community as well.
Absolutely, yeah. There's events here all the time. for the community, the city of Spokane. Fortunately, we have it available too. So we have concerts regularly, local artists, and we bring their free concerts, and we just raise money off concession sales.
Well, that's a nice concept. Yeah. When I was watching the Taiko.
Yeah, the Japanese style drumming. Yeah, that's really amazing group there. And we have a beautiful stage that overlooks the river here off the third floor. It's really amazing. Yeah, and we did have the dancers here last night, the Wild Alchemy Dance Collective group. That was fun too. So yeah, we do quite a variety here. Free to the public.
All right. You have anything to say to Pacifica about this con?
You know, I grew up in the Houston area. I listened to KPFT, Pacifica Station, and that's kind of what's got me more interested in community radio. And so I just appreciate what Pacifica does nationwide for these stations by providing content and also just being there, you know, and being a model for everybody else.
Wow. Well, thank you for taking the time to talk with me about your experiences.
You're more than welcome.
Who are you, and where do you come from, and what are you getting out of this conference?
I am Brenda Cox. Our station is KRFP 90.3 FM. I'm here to learn as much as I can and build community with other involved in radio.
And what have you picked up so far that's going to help you?
I've picked up a lot of great sources and resources, and I've networked and met a lot of great people. I've learned a lot from the workshops I've been to. I'm interfacing with a lot of great contacts. Like, I especially enjoyed the presentations by the keynote speaker, FCC Commissioner Ana Gomez. I learned about community radio and myths and facts. I'm also interfaced with Ursula Rudenberg and Stephanie Schubert of Pacifica. And I enjoyed a Sprouts episode with them, and my station manager, Libra Bartis, was in on it as part of the panel. I attended your workshop today. So yeah, I'm tired, but I'm going on live air with one of the DJs here. I did the studio tour earlier, and now I'm doing Ned Brown, host of the Vinyl Hour. He's taking people into the station in pairs of three, and we go on live with him. So I decided to do that.
Very good. Well, thank you for sharing your time and your experience with us.
Well, thank you, Jesse.
So who am I talking with? My name's John Dennis. I'm with KRFR 90.7 FM in Ontario, Oregon.
Ontario, Oregon. Okay, yeah, like Canada and the United States put together.
Right? How convenient, right?
All right, what do you do?
I'm on the board of directors for the station.
Yeah. How old is this station?
We just started broadcasting in early August.
Early August.
We're about as new as they come.
Just about, yeah. What are your plans?
Well, we don't really have programming yet, so that's kind of...
Why did you build a station?
Gosh, these are good questions. Why did we build a station? Well, a friend of ours told us that the FCC application window was opening for a full power FM station, and that it's about a once in a decade opportunity. Mm-hmm. And he called a group of his friends together to say, hey, here's this opportunity. Do we want to make a run at this? And a group of us said, yeah, this would probably be a big deal, and we could make a positive impact in our community if we had a radio station. Yeah, we got started back in about October of 2021, but we've been working at it for a lot of years and finally just got on air about a month ago.
So what are you enjoying about it?
Well, the community aspect's really nice. We're looking forward to being, you know, we have our board that's had really good relationships over the years, and it's a really great group of people to work with. And we're really excited about now starting to do a lot more outreach and engagement within the, you know, the nonprofit community and the change makers in our community to provide kind of a forum and a platform to really elevate the good work, both good works and creative works of folks in our community.
Okay. And how about you?
Who are you?
Yeah, I'm Andy Walsh. I'm also on the board of directors for KRFR in Ontario, Oregon, and I serve as the secretary. And I'm the newest member of the team. I've only been involved since April.
So what do you do otherwise?
I'm a lawyer. I work in children's health policy. So I really see this station as an opportunity to help educate, and especially around health. And it's a very confusing, stressful area right now of policy. And so really seeing this as an opportunity to get education out to the people, especially as we see we are becoming more and more a news desert.
So what are you noticing here?
At the conference?
Yeah.
Well, since I'm so new, I'm just trying to absorb as much new knowledge as possible and how to think about, especially because we live in a area with can be polarized in a lot of ways, and so how do we think about our audience and our community and what they're going to want? So I'm just really trying to absorb how everyone else is doing it and tackling the same questions.
So what are you getting out of it then?
Well, it's a lot of work.
Yes, it will be.
Yeah. But, you know, as we start kind of getting out of our little board of directors shell or bubble, we're been going around and doing a lot more outreach and really fundraising to try to get money to get our equipment to get on air. And, you know, as we just start, you know, sort of penetrating into the community, finding the pockets of communities and cultures and the different stakeholder groups and just kind of getting really dialed in and understanding it and learning it better and getting to a place where, you know, of course, as the board of directors, we have the things that we would want to see in radio and things we want to listen to. But that doesn't really get us all that far. If we're trying to be a community station, we need to figure out, you know, what the community wants. So as we've been going in and doing these meetings, and we just did a community interest survey to try to just really figure out how, you know, really radio can be a vehicle for human flourishing. And we don't have it figured out yet, but I think it's just bringing people together and building connection and building a sense of shared belonging. Actually having that be centered as a like a compass that we continue to tether back to in addition to our mission, vision, and value.
Well, thank you for taking the time to talk with me and listen to me.
Yeah.
You're listening to Sprouts, Radio from the Grassroots, a weekly program bringing you local radio productions of global interest. I'm Joseph Orozco, Hoopa, California, with Voices from the GRC 2025.
I'm speaking with Peggy Hinkel Wolf, CMAPS FCC Action Alert Reporter.
I don't know that people always think about that I've started thinking about a lot is sometimes you go into any kind of conversation, whether it's, you know, with an aging parent or an adult child or a friend or a new place like this, and you think you've got something to say, or you came in with a bit of a mission of something to say. But then people start asking questions, people start sharing other information. I think it's so important to our humanity to stop with your mission of what you were going to say and respond to that person. It doesn't feel sometimes very effective, or like maybe you failed in your mission to communicate, but actually you succeeded in your mission to connect because you responded to that person and maybe you went somewhere unexpected. That's okay.
So I kind of get that feeling when I'm here around the grassroots radio.
It's full of people who feel that way. There's a heck of a lot of listening going on here. Yeah. Yeah. Some talking, but also a lot of listening. Yeah.
There's something that you wanted to say?
The one thing that I wanted to be sure was to let people know about the blog, that we were working on getting information, and that is betty699.substack.com.
Around the water cooler.
All right, that's right, around the water cooler. Thank you, Joseph. Thank you for this delightful conversation.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, somebody told me after my presentation, told me that I need to take this on the road, session that I did.
Oh, it's making people sit in a circle and face each other and touch each other. For the listeners, Joseph just made us shake hands, that's all. But you're touching each other. This is how we're going to stitch our communities back together. We have to all sit in a room and say hello and shake hands and get to know each other. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Just look your other person in the eye.
That's right.
I'm glad you're here.
Thank you, Joseph. I'm glad to be here too. Yay. That was great.
Yeah, I'm a first timer.
You're a first timer, so we're going to get your impression. What's your name, and are you representing a station or?
Yeah, my name is Sydney Moore, and I'm with WMCB based out of Western Massachusetts.
And what do you do there?
I'm the kind of de facto station coordinator. But then I'm just tech savvy, so I've kind of filled the position of doing all of the scheduling and making sure everything stays on air and running smoothly.
And how long has that been?
A little over a year now.
What did you do before then?
I was actually a barista before I started working for the TV station, but because I have a tech kind of background and a photography background, they gave me the job as technical assistant.
You said this is your first grassroots radio?
Yeah, yep. It's been really cool. This is my second ever work conference, and this is the first ever radio-related conference.
What's your impression?
It's been really cool. It's very small community, but that makes it easier to get to know everyone.
Usually people working in the field.
Yeah. I like that people were a lot more on our level. We're a very small station that is hyper-local. I think we only have a maybe 5 to 10 mile radius for our broadcasting on air, and then we've also got our online platform.
Online, so you have a website.
Mm-hmm. Yep, WMCB.org.
What is it that you do for your community?
I help support people's local voices, and we're very music focused. So we share the different music that people are loving right now.
Is it local music?
A little bit. A lot of our DJs love to spin vinyls, and so they do more major records.
Did you mention how many people are working there or volunteering?
So technically I'm the only person who works for the station, but then we also have 4 or 5 people on our board, and then we have 15 to 20 live DJs and 10 to 15 remote DJs.
Okay, what plans are in your mind about developing the station, where it might go?
Yeah, so right now we're in the really early phases of moving our tower and possibly upgrading our signal to get a wider reach. But we're really just kind of in a revitalization phase where we're trying to stir up more motion and get more listeners and just get the word out there more.
Are you a Pacifica member?
No, I'm not.
Are you thinking about being a Pacifica member?
It's entirely possible. Is there a cost to be a member?
The people you need to talk with over there at Pacifica Network.
Okay, perfect.
They're the ones that they could answer all your questions about the network. Well, thank you very much for talking with me about this, and I wish you all the luck in the world.
Thank you.
I am talking with Lynn Burton, producer of Choose to Be Curious. She lives in Washington, D.C.
You know, it was a lot of fun. I came back because I had such a good time last year. And I thought, well, that's a reason in and of itself. But also, you know, I'm an independent producer, so I was hoping I would pick up some stations and meet some people. But also, I mean, and this was really the compelling thing. I feel like media, and especially independent media, is so under siege right now. I just wanted to be with my people, and mission accomplished. It was great.
So you're an independent producer. So tell me about your program.
Yeah. So I produce a half-hour show called Choose to Be Curious, which is about curiosity itself. So we talk about research and theory, but mostly it's conversations with people about how curiosity shows up in work and life. And I just aired my 300th episode. So I guess it's a subject that's got some legs.
So at the Grassroots Radio Conference, what did you learn that you surprised you?
Well, you know, there were a couple things. I mean, I would say probably most of the people there are people who are managing and running community radio stations around the country. And, you know, as an independent producer, one of the things I have loved actually is getting to know all these different communities where I'm on the air. And I feel like that's sort of my responsibility, to understand the communities that have welcomed me in that way. And so I learned a lot from station managers and programming managers and others who were there about how they think about their station, how they think about their communities. So that was invaluable to me. And, you know, I went to one session and I had my producer hat on. I had my content hat on. They were talking about, it's going to be a session about building or understanding your audience. And I thought, oh, cool, I could really use that. And in fact, it was about using demographic and census data in an immediate community to understand whether you're really reaching everybody in your community or just a subset. But I found it incredibly illuminating about, yeah, I need to be thinking about that too. You know, who in my imagined national community am I not reaching, and how might I think about ways to find them and be relevant for them as well? So that was a real eye-opener. And, you know, kind of tickled my curiosity. Part of the value of a conference like this is it's not just terrific presentations, but the conversation in the room and the ideas that are sparked that you kind of take home and percolate on. So I feel like the conference is a gift that keeps on giving.
My name is Michael Moonbear. I've been with the station for 21 years. I am the station manager of KYRS Thin Air Community Radio. So about 4 or 5 years.
You've been here since the beginning then.
1 year after the station was getting started, they wanted to as a world music show. And I said, yep, I would love to do that. I'm just too busy. I don't have time to do an extra thing. About a year after that, though, time opened up and I said, okay, I can do a show now. But also I want to tell you what the show is going to be is you want world music. To me, world music is music from Earth. So if you're a farmer in Cambodia, music from Kentucky is world music. It's very, very different stuff. So we're not going to be prejudiced about where it comes from. It's going to be good music from all over the planet. It was called Around the World with Michael Moonbear, and I had that show for 13 years.
And that aired just here? Or?
Yeah, it was not syndicated. It was all here.
Okay, so now how did you get to be the manager?
Well, it's when the founder of the station was a man named Lupito Flores. And Lupito left. They were looking at who's going to be, we need somebody. And they asked me, at least would I do it in the interim? And I said, sure. It's like, because I've been here so long and I've done pretty much every job here at this station, it seemed like a good fit. So I started off doing it as an interim situation. And then they hired me on permanently to do it.
And this is the first grassroots radio conference you've been engaged in?
It is, yes. We have gone to one. Dana Matthews is our program director. Had gone to one previously. And I think maybe that was in Portland. It's been years ago. The DRC, kind of ranging about looking for where's the next one going to be. And I thought we're in a good situation now that we've moved in and partnered with the library. We've got a really good facility here. And I think we could offer a very, very good conference. I think we should throw our hat in the ring and offer to do a service for the community.
How was the experience now?
Oh, it's a wonderful experience. My primary feeling about doing this is providing a service to the grassroots radio community, all the NCE broadcasters. And so my big deal was that since we got this, that this is going to be your gig. You're going to do the conference for this year. This has been mostly my full-time job. A lot of prep, a lot of background. During the conference here, I've been able to watch parts of presentations, but more often than not, I'm moving from place to place to place to make sure everything is running smoothly and well. So a lot of very, very intense detailed planning up front. So, you know, there's always going to be bumps, but they're going to be really small if you planned well. Part of putting this on, to me, the importance of this was helping to bring these stations together, especially newer stations that don't have that kind of support and connection. So here you are with the brain trust of all the people that can answer your questions and help teach you. And then also making strong connections with other stations. Sometimes you have stations that are just like two people. Maybe they're in something the size of a closet. They don't have an organization that's supporting them. So creating those connections is very important. So that's one of the reasons that we really wanted to have this conference, to help, you know, our opportunity to help build those connections for people.
I must say you have a really good crew. I mean, they're all over the place.
We do, and it's, you know, you recognize those people that are, then you're so blessed to have them, the people that are key volunteers, the people that feel like they would do anything. And we have Linnea Kaler here, and Linnea eventually started coming into volunteer in our office and moved into becoming our office manager. She helps out with the news now. And so say with something like the GRC, once she knows, you know, that, okay, they've said yes, and we're going to get to do it, and I'll start fleshing out some ideas, and Linnea will be fleshing out stuff on her own, even without us talking about it. Jim Tate is our volunteer coordinator, is the other one. Jim Tate has a heart big enough to carry all of us, and such a good-willed person that will do anything for the station. One of my personal things that I was very excited to do this for is to get people like yourself coming here so I can meet you. And meeting people like Ursula, I've corresponded with Ursula at Pacifica for years. So meeting these people that, you know, I've corresponded with, and or maybe even spoken with on the phone, but never getting to meet, like getting to make that personal connection and meet everybody is, for me, the biggest satisfying thing, something I personally wanted out of it, which I got. So it's wonderful. Yeah.
I'm very glad that you stood up and did this.
Thank you. I'm very glad as well.
That's it for Sprouts. You have been listening to Voices from the GRC 2025. Our contributors this week were recorded live with one redub of Lynn Borton, all by Joseph Orozco, producer, KWDR.org. The music bed heard was the Quito Japanese-style drum group, Spokane, Washington. The Sprouts theme music is Torpedoes on Tuesday by Poison Control Center. Sprouts is a weekly program production in collaboration with community radio stations and independent producers across the globe. The program is coordinated and distributed by Pacifica Radio. If you or someone at your station has a radio production that